spatula. Stu, I need the spatula today.
I'm using it, Deed. These cutlets aren't going to flip themselves, you know.
Henderson's will be here any minute, and you're still flipping cutlets? Men.
Check it out, my new Flymaster 2000, Terminator of the Undersea World. Want to see me catch?
That's nice, Pa.
Needs a little more of a kick, if you ask me.
Pa, you really don't need to.
This stuff will really give it that je ne sais what.
Oh, Pa, they're ruined.
Not necessarily.
Don't you think you've helped enough already?
Well, Stu here appreciates my culinary touch. Ain't that right?
Sure, Pop.
Now, how about a little orange juice to liven up that chicken?
Actually, I... Pop! Look, Pop, if you want to help, why don't you just make a salad?
Fine! Salad time, eh, Scott?
You got that into that day.
Pop, maybe you should take your new bowling ball and go watch TV.
Spike, how about a game of fetch? Fine, have it your way.
Hello, I'm Roberto Mazatlan for Flushing Waters Retirement Center. Flushing Waters is a wonderful home where senior citizens can truly enjoy their golden years.
Hey.
Relax in our lounge chairs of rich Corinthian leather. Ooh. Treat yourself to generous portions in our fine dining hall.
Ooh.
And if you're a fisherman, head outside where the fish are always biting in our private stream.
Private stream?
Yes, private stream. So why live with ingrate children? Come to Flushing Waters. It's a fantasy come true.
See you later, folks.
Sure, Pop.
A fella like me is smart enough to know when he's not wanted anymore.
That's nice, Pop.
And don't pretend you really want me around, because I'm moving out.
Whatever you say, Pop.
Moving out?
Hey, Stu, crazy weather we've been having this week, huh?
I'll say.
Angelica, something terrible's happened. Grandpa's disappeared. I looked everywhere for him, under the bed, behind the curtains, even in Spike's doghouse. He's gone.
I know where he is.
He's in the closet, isn't he? I knew it.
Oh, Tommy, you're so silly. Grandpa doesn't live here anymore. He moved out.
Moved out? Well, when's he coming back?
Never, I guess. He went to the Tired Center.
Tired Center? What's that?
It's where old people go to live when they get tired. Everyone there has big comfy beds and they take lots of naps.
Golly, it sounds pretty luxurious, Pop. Yeah, great. We'll see you in a couple of hours.
Okay, sir.
What Pop says, it's a pretty ritzy joint over there.
Yeah, maybe, but I still think he'd be happier at home.
Well, when we go to visit, we'll convince him to swallow his pride and come back.
Now, Stu, remember, if we push him too hard, he'll just get more stubborn.
Come on, kids. We're going to visit Grandpa.
Are you sure this is it? On the phone, Pop said it was just like a country club.
Flushing Waters, this is it. Hi, we're here to see Lou Pickles.
Oh, I'm sorry. We don't allow juvenile visitors.
Oh, but this is my husband.
No, I meant the children. They can be very noisy and disturb the residents.
Not these kids. They never cause any trouble. They just want to see their grandfather.
Maybe if we could speak with the manager?
I am the manager.
Well, we can't just leave the kids here.
You may leave the children with Mildred, our resident surrogate grandmother.
Oh, I couldn't impose.
Honestly, it's my pleasure. I get extra ginger snaps for this.
Well, in that case, here's his diaper bag. There are toys and a picture book in the side pocket. There's also a bottle and some formula, a list of emergency phone numbers, and a sweater in case it gets cold. Bye, Tommy. Mommy will be back soon.
Now you be good for the nice lady.
Okay, Daddy.
So this is it?
Pretty snazzy, eh?
Snazzy isn't the word.
It's beyond snazzy, Pop.
Yeah, it's positively swank.
Come on, I'll give you a tour. Watch out for the loose board.
How would you you kids like to see pictures of my grandchildren?
You're a grandma, Miss Old Lady, ma'am?
Oh, yes, I have 7 grandchildren. This is Doc, and here's Happy, and Sneezy, and Grumpy, and Dopey, and Bashful, and, I always forget the 7th one.
Sleepy?
Actually, now that you mention it, I could use a little nap.
She must be tired. Of course, that's why she's in a tired center, silly. Now let's go find Grandpa.
23,600,
23,700, 23,800. Angelica, is everyone in the tired center a grandma or grandpa?
I guess.
Then there are lots of kids like us whose grandpas can't play with them because they're too tired.
So?
So, if the old people weren't so tired, they could go home and play and everyone have their grandpas and grandmas back.
So all we gotta do
is wake up all the old people.
Wake up, Mr. Someone Else's Grandpa. Wake up.
Angelica, it's not working. He must be really tired.
Don't worry. I know what to do.
Ta-da!
This is it, Pop? This is the activity center?
Something wrong with it?
Oh, no. I just thought there might be a little more activity.
Let me tell you something, Sonny. You gotta look far and wide to find cribbage players like these.
My mommy always says there's nothing like a cold shower to wake you up in the morning.
I don't know, Angelica, maybe.
Don't submerge, Admiral. I'm still on deck.
Hey, you're not the Admiral.
Run, Tommy, run!
Pork and beans in the state, I'd say.
What about that fancy French cuisine you were telling us about, Pop?
The French? I use their food for bait. Give me good old American pork and beans any day.
Pop, I agree with you. This food is wonderful. Well, I'm full.
Their coffee is what big people drink when they want to get waked up. All we gotta do is add the stuff in that can to this bucket of water, and we got coffee.
I'll climb up there and get it.
I got an idea.
My own private fishing creek, a lifelong fantasy.
No, this isn't exactly a creek.
Oh, it does just fine.
Where do the fish come from?
Well, actually, they're, purchased.
Purchased? You mean they buy the fish and put them in this little pond thing?
I guess you could say that.
So you come out here with your fishing rod and...
Net, actually.
Net?
The fish are kind of expensive, you see. We're supposed to catch them with nets and then put them back when we're done.
And let me get this straight. You just dip a net into a pool of store-bought fish? Sounds great.
Listen, don't knock it. I'm a lot more active than I ever was bottled up at home, I'll tell you that.
Well, Pop, I think you're doing great here.
So do I.
Me too.
Oh, come on,
Pop. Huh? This is ridiculous. Here, please, come on.
It's out of the question. I'm a retired old man, and this is where I belong.
Say, didn't those kids speeding by on the electric scooter look just like Tommy and Angelica?
Yeah, they sure did.
Tommy and Angelica?
Going.
Spratts. Without you, life's just plain boring.
Mr. Pickles, I'm sorry. After all the problems your visitors have caused, I'm going to have to ask you to leave Flushing Waters.
Leave Flushing Waters? You hear that, Scout? I'm coming home.
Hey, Pop, we're sorry if we were insensitive before.
We'll try harder. Honest.
Really, they will. They'll do whatever you want.
So what do you say, Pop? You forgive us?
Oh, I suppose so.
Come on back, guys. Come back.
Time. Time with your grandchildren.
Stu, I gotta go back.
But, Pop, I thought you were coming home.
I am. But I left my car and all my stuff back at the retirement center.
I don't think this camping stuff is such a good idea.
Camping out's gonna be great, Chucky. We'll get to sleep on rocks and have bugs crawl all over us and get wet when it rains.
You only think of the fun part, Tobby. What if something bad happens?
You always think something bad's gonna happen to us.
Tobby, in case you forgot, something bad always does happen to us.
Well, not this time. Grandpa's with us.
I don't know. I got this strange feeling that somebody might be watching us.
Watching us? That's crazy talk, Chucky. Who could be watching us?
Aw, their first camp out. How exciting.
I don't know, Deed. I'm a little worried about leaving them out there alone in the wilderness.
Stu, it's only the backyard.
Yeah, that's exactly the kind of thing that lulls you into a false sense of security. You forget to take simple precautions against grizzlies and freak mountain storms.
I don't think there are grizzly bears in our backyard, Stu.
That's exactly what they want you to think.
I went to the woods because I wished to live deliberately. To see if I could not learn what life had to teach, and not when I came to rest, discover that I had not lived. You see, old Hank Thoreau was saying that life's too short to spend sitting inside watching cartoons.
I just thought I'd bring out the first aid kit. Say, I hope you're not reading the kids anything too scary, Pop.
Well, that all depends. It might be scary if you're 35 years old and you suddenly realize that you've never really lived.
Look, Pop, are you sure about this whole camping experiment?
Stu, just because you had one teensy-weensy bad experience in the woods doesn't mean you have to wreck the great outdoors for everyone.
Teensy-weensy? I was lost for 3 days.
Stu, that was over a year ago. Isn't it about time you put it behind you?
Fine, Pop. Have it your way.
See that bright, shiny band up there, Sprouts? That's the Milky Way. And that there is the Big Dipper.
The Big Dipper?
And that, of course, is the North Star. If you ever get lost, just look for the North Star and you can find your way home. Old Stu had to find that out the hard way. Well, time to hit the hay. If you hurry, I might have time for one of my favorite camping stories. You Sprouts ever hear the legend of Sasquatch? Of course you haven't, because I haven't told it to you yet. Well, they say Sasquatch was 15 feet tall, with big round eyes, long teeth, and huge furry feet. Some folks call him Bigfoot. Some call him the Abominable Snowman. The rest just call him Sir. On warm nights just like this, he used to come out of the hills and turn whole villages upside down, looking for ice to stay cool. Or maybe just looking for trouble. Don't worry, though. They say he only comes down from the hills every 15 years. Wait a minute. Hasn't it been exactly 15 years since the last time he was seen? What of my boy you sprouts with all that yapping for? You're probably ready to fall asleep.
Tommy. What is it, Chucky?
Dust bowl, smush bowl. I ain't moving to California.
Tommy, I just knew something bad was gonna happen. What do you mean, Chucky? That big furry monster your grandpa was telling us about. Would your grandpa call him the Satchmo? What if he comes to get us? I swear, you babies will believe anything. There ain't no Satchmo monster. Grandpa made him up. Oh, yeah? Then what's that behind you?
Hey, what's going on?
Did I startle you, Pop? I'm sorry. I was just passing by, and I thought I'd make sure everything's all right.
Everything would be just fine if certain people would stop coming by and scaring us out of our wits.
Well, if looking out for my family's welfare is a crime these days, then I guess I stand guilty as charged. Good night.
Passing by.
Stu, I'm sorry about what happened to you last summer, but this isn't Manitoba. It's our backyard. The kids will be fine.
I don't know, Dee. Maybe I should check on them one more time.
Stu, you're not going out there again. Go to sleep, and soon it'll be morning, and we can all go on with our lives.
All right. What if there's a flash flood?
Stu, go to sleep.
Hey, Tommy, I gotta go potty. Tommy, are you awake? I really gotta go.
That's good, Chucky.
I guess I'm on my own. It's just a silly tree. Phew, I made it.
Hey, you guys!
Huh?
I thought I heard something. Where's Chucky?
I don't know.
I bet he's gone to look for the Satchmo.
Wow, what a brave baby.
He might be in trouble. We gotta find him.
Hey, where are you going?
We're going to find Chucky. He went to go look for the Satchmo.
Chucky? Look for the Satchmo? That's a good one. Chucky's scared of the guy in the oatmeal box. He'd never go look for Satchmo.
Well, he went somewhere, then we gotta find him.
Well, good luck. And watch out for the Satchmo. Satchmo. I'll show them Satchmo.
Chucky.
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 Where are we?
I don't know. It all looks so different in the dark.
We're lost.
No, we're not. We'll find our way back by the North Star.
Wow. There sure is a lot of stars.
Which one is the North Star?
I don't know. They all look kind of the same.
Tommy, if Chucky were here, I think he'd have something to say.
What's that?
We're doomed.
Relax, guys. There's nothing to be scared of.
Oh, oh, God.
Angelica, why'd you scare us like that?
How could I resist? I'm only human.
Boy, that's better.
Who turned out the light?
Uh-oh. I'm doomed. Tommy? Tommy?
Oh, no. I'm gonna get eaten by the Satchmo.
Am I glad to see you? Oh, we must be a zillion miles from the tent.
There it is.
It's really him this time.
Probably just Angelica trying to scare us.
Yeah, it's probably just me trying to scare you.
Satchmo!
Where'd he go?
He's probably
probably just waiting for us to go back to the tent. Then he'll have us right where he wants us.
Maybe the Satchmo is in bed. Or maybe he's just lonely and wants to talk.
Sure. And maybe the Boogeyman just wants to give you a present.
Say, Tommy, didn't you see him? He's got big hairy feet, long teeth, and hair all over his face. Remember that guy like that want to talk about?
Chuck, he's right. We gotta get out of here.
Look.
Door's stuck. I'll fix this one of these. Yeah.
It's Satchmo, and he's trying to get my mommy and daddy.
Ugh. Stupid window.
Come on, we gotta get him before he eats my mom and dad. Where's Chucky? The Satchmo got him. We gotta go help him.
What are you kids doing out here?
We couldn't sleep because of the Satchmo.
Satchmo? The trumpet player?
No, the monster.
I knew this was a bad idea. And Dee Dee tried to tell me there was nothing to worry about. Monster?
What in tarnation is going on?
Angelica seems to think there's somebody in the neighborhood called Satchmo.
The trumpet player?
No, the monster. Now, where do you suppose she got an idea like that?
Search me. Probably something on TV.
Yeah, well, I think this proves that camping out is not such a good idea.
I think it proves that watching TV is not such a good idea.
Look, why don't we all just go inside our nice safe house and get some sleep?
Stu, I got a better idea.
You know, this is kind of exciting out here in the middle of nature. It's almost primal. For the first time, I'm experiencing the real Stu Pickles.
Uncle Stu.
What is it, Angelica? Out here, I feel we can really communicate.
Go to sleep.